بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعن عبد الله بن عمرو رضي الله تعالى عنه قال كنا مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في سفر فنزلنا منزلا فمنا من يصلح خباءه ومنا من ينتظل ومنا من هو في جسره إذ نادى منادي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الصلاة جامعة. حضرت عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه says that we were with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on a journey and we stopped at a certain place. So some of us began repairing our tents. So they were on this journey. Some of them began repairing their tents. And from amongst us, there were those who were competing in shooting arrows. And amongst us, there were those who were busy with the livestock, the sheep, the goats. When suddenly, the caller of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called out that gather for salah. فَاجْتَمَعْنَا إِلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. We all gathered by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَقَالْ Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then addressed us and he said, إِنَّهُ لَمْ يَكُنْ نَبِيٌّ قَبْلِي إِلَّا كَانَ حَقًّا عَلَيْهِ أَن يَدُلَّ أُمَّتَهُ عَلَىٰ خَيْرٍ مَا يَعْلَمُهُ لَهُمْ وَيُنذِرَهُمْ شَرَّ مَا يَعْلَمُهُ لَهُمْ. He says, every single Nabi that came before me, it was a right upon him that he should show his ummah, his nation, any all good that he knew for them, and he should warn them from all evil that he knew for them. وَإِنَّ أُمَّتَكُمْ هَذِهِ جُعِلَ عَافِيَتُهَا فِي أَوَّلِهَا. And this ummah of mine's, afiyat, the well-being, safety from all calamities, has been kept in the first part of this ummah. وَسَيُصِيبُ آخِرَهَا بَلَاءٌ وَأُمُورٌ تُنْكِرُونَهَا. He says, but the latter part of my ummah will suffer or be afflicted with many tests and such matters that they would not like. وَتَجِيءُ فِتْنَةٌ يُرَقِّقُ بَعْضُهَا بَعْضًا وَتَجِيءُ الْفِتْنَةُ فَيَقُولُ الْمُؤْمِنُ هَذِهِ مُهْلِكَتِي ثُمَّ تَنْكَشِفُ وَتَجِيءُ الْفِتْنَةُ فَيَقُولُ الْمُؤْمِنُ هَذِهِ Rasulullah sallam said that then a trial will come, a test. And each test that will come will make the one preceding it look very light. And then a fitna will come, a trial will come, and the believer will say, this is the one that's destroying me. This is the one that's going to destroy me. And suddenly then this trial also disappears. And then another one comes. And now the believer says, no, this is the one that's going to destroy me. In other words, each trial and test that will come will make the one before it, the one that preceded it, look very light, even though it was so heavy. In other words, each trial that will come will be more and more difficult for the latter part of this ummah. May Allah protect us. فَمَنْ أَحَبَّ أَن يُزَحْزَحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَيُدْخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ فَلْتَأْتِهِ مَنِيَّتُهُ وَهُوَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَلْيَأْتِ إِلَى النَّاسِ الَّذِي يُحِبُّ أَن يُؤْتَى إِلَيْهِ. Rasulullah says, that person who wishes to be kept far away from Jahannam and be admitted into Jannah, then let his mouth, his death come to him in the condition that he believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the day of Qiyamah, and let him do to people that which he loves to be done to him. In other words, love for your Muslim brother what you love for yourself. Then Rasulullah says, وَمَنْ بَايَعَ إِمَامًا فَأَعْطَاهُ صَفْقَةَ يَدِهِ وَثَمَرَةَ قَلْبِهِ فَلْيُطِعْهُ إِنِ اسْتَطَاعَ فَإِنْ جَاءَ آخَرْ يُنَازِعُهُ فَضْرِبُوا عُنُقَ الْآخَرِ. رواه مسلم. Rasulullah said that person who pledged allegiance fully, wholeheartedly to the Amir of the time, then he should obey him to the best of his ability. If another person comes and he rebels against the Amir and he wishes to snatch away this Khilafat, then strike his head, strike his neck. In other words, do not accept him. You must fight him off and still remain loyal to the allegiance that you pledged to the first Imam. And this is what we are explaining all this time, that when a citizen has to give his full obedience to the leader, the Muslim leader in the Muslim country, and he has to pledge allegiance to him, obey him, of course, not in those instructions which are in total contradiction and against and opposing the laws of Sharia, the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وعن أبي هنيدة وائل بن حجر رضي الله تعالى قال سأل سلمة بن يزيد الجعفي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم سلمة بن جعفي سلمة بن يزيد الجعفي آس رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال يا نبي الله والنبي فالله أرأيت إن قامت علينا أمراء يسألون حقهم ويمنعون حقنا فما تأمرنا what do you say to us, what do you command us, that if there are such leaders upon us who will demand their rights from us and they will stop us from our rights. فأعرض عنه نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم for some time, turned away. ثم سأله, then the person asked the same question again. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم said, اسمعوا وأطيعوا, listen and obey. Listen to the Amir, obey the Amir. فإنما عليهم ما حملوا وعليكم ما حملتم. They are responsible and answerable for their responsibilities, and you are answerable for your responsibilities. So again, there may be deficiencies in the Amir from his side, and even then, this does not justify the people to be disobedient to the Amir. So there will be some shortcomings. Rasulullah said they will be answerable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whatever they were expected to carry out, and you will be answerable to Allah ta'ala for your responsibilities. When we find in history that when the Amir and the citizen both are fulfilling their responsibilities upon them, and they complement and they help one another, then there is unity that is created, there is harmony in the ummah. And when there is deficiency in this, then we find there is only anarchy, there is problems. May Allah ta'ala protect the entire ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhiru da'wan alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanallah bihamdi, 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 b